Most of mentoring in today's world is really about listening and letting people verbally process with a trusted leader what's happening in their mind, what are they thinking about, what are they feeling, what are they scared about, and then giving great opportunity to apply biblical truths to their situation. So in the information age, kids have information. They don't have great interpretation or application, and that's really what a mentoring in today's world means.
This is the Grace Story Podcast. Today, we are thrilled to have Katie Cole as our guest. Katie is a renowned keynote speaker, consultant, and coach specializing in leadership development. She has extensive experience in various leadership roles. Her journey has included leadership positions in nursing, at the college level, at prominent churches, including Christ Fellowship Church and Grace Church of Akron. Additionally, she has published and authored multiple books, including with one of our own Grace alums, Jeff Bogue, and works both with Momentum and with katiecole.com. Katie, thanks for being on our campus today.
Yeah, Drew, thank you so much for having me. It's a real honor to be here.
I'm interested in just knowing, sort of growing up, when did you kind of recognize, wow, I might be a leader? I might have some leadership gifts that could be used.
I don't know that I ever recognized that at all growing up. Actually, I grew up in a very conservative area of Montana. So I was in a small church. I was in kind of a smaller town. And first of all, we didn't really talk about leaders back then because I'm kind of old. But also I was a woman. And so I really didn't think of women as leaders. I didn't have anyone talk to me about that. I look back now and I see myself that I did leadership always, but I didn't really have people talking to me about that. I probably wasn't until my 30s when I thought, I keep leading things. I wonder if I do leadership, like maybe this is my thing. And when that happened, I was like, oh, no wonder I keep reading these books. No wonder I keep going to these conferences. No wonder I keep wanting promotions. This is actually built into me.
When you began your leadership career, who were some of those significant influences for you, whether they be personal influences or books you read that kind of helped you develop your own leadership philosophy?
So, early on, especially in high school, I kind of found my, what I would call my leadership legs. Again, I didn't know that's what I was doing, but I was really involved in a service organization called Key Club, which was a volunteer group from the Kiwanis. And they had leadership camps, they had leadership roles, they defined what they were. It was really a great program to kind of grow up in. And then when I came to college, I went to school near Seattle in a Christian college, very similar to Grace. And I joined Res Life. I was in student government. And it just, the environment with formalized roles and clear expectations, and I knew how to win at that, those really gave me platforms to practice. And then just exposing me to books like by John Maxwell and Peter Drucker. I was in nursing. I majored in nursing. And so I had a lot of really strong female leaders in that profession. And they, many of them were ex-military. And so they had a lot of leadership just kind of oozing out of them. So all of those things combined with some natural giftedness, I think, really sort of set me on a path to pursue that.
How did you then move from the nursing profession into higher ed and the church world, and then eventually into, you know, founding your own leadership consulting company?
So again, when I grew up, I really thought my big goals would be to be a wife and a mom, which I've been both of those. And so I'm glad to do that. I didn't really have any sort of career aspirations. I didn't really imagine myself working for 45 years. I thought I would just sort of like have a job till I got married. I went to college kind of looking for a husband. I didn't know that's what I was doing, but I had all of these sort of preconceived notions, and it never dawned on me that I should be thinking about building something. And so I just sort of always went forward into the next open door. So when I graduated college and I was no longer engaged to be married, I just took the nursing job that was in front of me. And then as I was pursuing my nursing career and I was volunteering at my church, someone at my church worked at the university where I was, and she said, "We're looking for a nurse on campus. Would you be interested?" And I thought, that sounds like a more fun job than what I'm doing now. So I went to that. Then at the university, they offered free degrees, you know, if you worked there. So I got a master's degree, and then a promotion opened up and they asked if I wanted it. I said yes. Then my church recruited me. So I've always just sort of tried to really be great at what I was doing. Mm. And then God seemed to open a door for a next step. And because I didn't have this agenda that said I'm going to be this exact thing,
yes.
I just kind of always wanted to serve. And I felt like I was taking a step up. My mom, of course, was having a heart attack that I kept switching industries and I didn't know what I was doing. But to me, they all made perfect sense. And when I look back now, they really were steps up in leadership. And so being able to do that, I think, is really just my norm of trying to max out where I'm at. And then as God opens a new door or it's a new stretch step for me, that's always a really attractive opportunity for me.
We've been talking about this with our students, that most likely some of the jobs they'll have don't even exist right now. Mm-hmm. The average is 5 to 7 different career fields, much less jobs. And so being faithful at what you're doing and, mm-hmm. and being faithful today at what the Lord has given you is a sure way towards success, no mm-hmm. matter what field you're in. And so your life is certainly an example of that.
I do think adaptability is one of the key aspects for anyone in today's world. And when you follow the Lord, that's really asking for a life of adaptability, right? Because you don't know where he's going to lead. You don't know what doors he's going to open or close. Sometimes our biggest expectations don't turn out the way we thought, but we can trust the process of it. And I think as long as we stay faithful and close to God and then open to what he has for us, that road will always be straight.
Tell us then about the launch into your own leadership consulting speaking career. And then what are the areas that you're working in currently?
Mm-hmm. So I was serving at the university as a dean of students. I was volunteering at my church, which was growing really rapidly. And they asked if I would come on staff and kind of help sort of organize things. And I was trying to have a baby. And I thought, this will be a perfect way. I can kind of get out of my big dean job, which was a little overwhelming, and be a stay-at-home mom and work part-time at the church. And I ended up serving for 20 years. My husband had a really terrible accident when I was pregnant with our son. Mm. And so I had to stay working. He wasn't able to go back to work. So that's where my life took a really big turn from what I thought it would be. And so I ended up working for over 20 years in full-time ministry, which I really loved. But I was also very tired at the end of that. I realize now I probably should have asked for a sabbatical, but we didn't do those things back then. So I thought I would take a break by starting my own company instead, which turns out was
yeah,
a terrible
right.
way
there you
to
go.
Get refreshed. But I knew that I had worked in, I'd had this really eclectic background, and I had churches calling me, asking me for help around multi-site churches or campus launching or church planting or leadership development. And so I started partnering with some organizations and doing some consulting with churches, and then eventually just started my own business doing that. And since then, it's been an incredible experience. Mm. It's been very open. I don't know that I have I don't have a big agenda for myself. I am just trying to be faithful to the things God brings to me. So one of them is partnering with Momentum and the same organization that runs Momentum Youth Conference. And I've been working with them the last few years. We've rolled out a couple really great programs, including Momentum Marketplace, which is helping high schoolers and young adults sort of find mentors to launch their careers. And then I also wrote a book around developing female leaders in church spaces, because one of the big challenges for churches in reaching their mission is not enough leaders. Mm. And a lot of times we inadvertently don't access all the leadership gifts for women in our churches and in our leadership opportunities. So I do a lot of advocacy work and training around that for male leaders to know how to do a better job for the female leaders in their congregations.
That's fantastic. We one of our values as a campus is mentoring. Mm. And you're going to even do a lunch and learn with some of our faculty and staff today around how we can better engage our own students in mentoring. Just give us a couple of quick pointers, a little preview of what you intend to share and would equip even our audience about mentoring.
Sure. I think one of the biggest things to keep in mind is that this next generation, young leaders coming up, are longing for mentors more than ever. And so part of that is because our communities don't operate the same as they did 30 or 40 years ago. Families don't operate the same. Churches don't operate the same. And so most young adults are sort of launching into their career without a lot of strong, godly adults in their life who care enough to have conversations or learn about what's going through their minds. And so many of them spend times in digital relationships, which are very one-sided, where they hear a lot of information from YouTube or from influencers, which is wonderful. I think that's a wonderful way to learn. But they don't have a lot of places to talk about what they're actually feeling and experiencing themselves. And so most of mentoring in today's world is really about listening and letting people verbally process with a trusted leader what's happening in their mind. What are they thinking about? What are they feeling? What are they scared about? And then giving great opportunity to apply biblical truths to their situation. So in the information age, kids have information. They don't have great interpretation or application. And that's really what a mentoring in today's world means.
Wow. That's gold in a few short seconds there. Thank you. I appreciate that. If people want to learn more about Momentum, or they want to learn more about you and the work you're doing and connect with you, what are some of the best ways to do that?
Sure. The easiest way to find all the stuff I'm a part of is to go to my website, Kadie Cole, spelled KADICOLE.com, or you can go to Build Momentum or MomentumMarketplace.org and learn about our mentoring program.
We appreciate you're going to be on our campus doing a lunch and learn. You're going to meet with our senior team to talk through some various things. And we obviously have a close relationship with Momentum that goes back, you know, really since the beginning of even Grace Seminary and Momentum itself. And so thank you for being a part of that and the ways that you partner with our campus, with Grace Akron, with all that we're doing in order to equip the next generation to make a difference for Christ through the church and through the marketplace.
Well, thank you so much. I love what you guys are doing in the kingdom. I'm cheering you on also.
Thank you all for listening today as well to the Grace Story podcast. Thanks to the marketing team for their work in producing this. Please go check out Kadie Cole's website as well as Momentum and find all the resources available there for you. Do us a favor, like, comment, share this with others who might be inspired as well. As always, you can send us an email at podcast@grace.edu. Until next time, live your best Grace Story today. We'll be right back.